Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation, and we have the world traveler back today.
I'm slightly jet-lagged, so if I'm a little more retarded than normal, I apologize. 16-hour flight coming back from Taiwan with Kelly, and we're doing it all wrong in America, I found out. You know, we have waffle cone. And we have that other light type of cone for ice cream. And then, of course, we have waffles where you can get an ice cream sandwich between
like waffles and
two
ice cream.
Waffles, yeah. Right? Well, in Taiwan, I don't understand how they're so skinny because they have a couple of different vehicles for delivering ice cream.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah. Well, one of them was really cool. They have a croissant that's made especially, and it's shaped like a cone, and they fill that bad boy with ice cream.
Sweet.
So it's an ice cream in a croissant.
Nice.
So try that out sometime. And then they had a true definition of an ice cream sandwich. They take a croissant, and they cut it open, and they put 3 scoops of ice cream in it and put the lid back on and hand it to you. And it's like, see, now somebody says to me, what'd you have for lunch? I had a sandwich.
Wow, yeah, that's very true.
Sandwich
and a croissant.
And then I go to another place in the mall, and they're deep frying these donuts that are shaped like a caricature of a fish, and they have a cavity in them. And they take them, and they fill them with ice cream.
Like a jelly donut just with soft serve.
You know,
ice
and
cream?
One of our listeners, Chuck Laurent, he sent me a message. He's like, with all the Dunkin' Donuts and all the McDonald's sharing the same storefronts, why hasn't somebody taking a fried donut, and instead of stuffing it with jelly, stuff that bad boy with custard ice cream?
I see a new venture for you and I.
But I buy one. Talk about grab and
go.
Dude,
absolutely. I'm there. Let's go.
And then they take this other, they have this other ice cream. It's like a tortilla, but it's made out of rice, soft, you know, like a burrito wrapper. And they have this plane, and they plane down this peanut brittle off a block. And they sprinkle the peanut brittle, and they put 3 scoops of ice cream in, and they roll the thing up like a burrito, and they hand it to you with a napkin. So you walk around and eat it. I mean, I don't understand why hasn't this caught on yet.
Right.
If I owned an ice cream joint, I'd be serving all of those
in
right
a minute.
Now. Ice cream in a donut.
Ice cream burrito? Ice cream in a donut?
What is
better than ice cream in a... Now, with us fat-ass Americans, you think we would have invented the ice cream stuffed donut?
You know, I saw... There's 24 million people in the island of Taiwan. I saw like 5 fat people. They all worked in the bakeries, by the way, either because they were fat and they worked there for ulterior motives, or they got fat while they were working there, you know. Because that's a strong move if you're a fat guy.
Yeah, guaranteed.
You know, go work in the bakery.
Damn right.
But, yeah, I didn't see many fat people. I ate a lot of seafood. I went on this vacation. I know a lot of people have been watching my weight loss journey. And I was gone for 11 days, and I came back actually 3 pounds lighter than when I left. You know, we walked a ton. We hiked these beautiful vistas and mountains and ocean views and everything. So it was pretty cool. You know, Taiwan's been very blessed because they've had a huge economy for many, many years. They lost all their manufacturing to China the past 20 years, but... you know, it's a little different. It was like China, but without the communism, obviously.
Yeah, right.
So I had a really good time, never felt unsafe, was always prepared, tactical pen, flashlight, didn't bring any edged weapons.
But it really
because
is
I
very
don't know
safe.
The laws.
It is very
yeah,
safe
yeah.
Island.
They have Absolutely. Cameras everywhere, too,
yeah.
though. You know, most of these
And they don't take any
countries.
Shit.
No. I passed the prison. It was one of the most unfriendliest looking buildings I've ever seen, New Taipei City prison. So... Mm. But I had a good time. Food was really good. Flight is a pain in the neck. Everybody was friendly and helpful. It was a good trip. I would go back if there was a need to go back. But right now, I really have a need. Kelly and I wanted to go and check it out and you know, have some fun. I think next on my list is probably going to be Australia, New Zealand. So
those are really cool places.
Yeah, it's always been on my list. So if you can travel, just be safe. Follow our safety rules that we go over all the time on the show, and I'll be updating them again. A real quick letter from an Andrew R., who's a listener to us. He's like, what happened with the recall Sweeney effort? Yeah, we covered that, Andrew, when it ended. I did mention it. He says he was disappointed when it wasn't mentioned, but we mentioned it on the radio show a couple of times, and we missed by about 3,500 votes. And why didn't the NRA or ANJRPC get involved? Because of politics.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You can email talkback at Gun for Hire Radio, and I'll put you in contact with Scott Bach and Darren Goins, by the way, if you'd like. And but we did discuss the recall effort quite a few times after the deadline, two or three times we brought it up on the show. You know, I got a lot of feedback from our two monster shows with Schmutter and Bach and Darren Goins and Albert Almeida on. A lot of good, a lot of bad. You know, people are frustrated, obviously.
Of course, yeah.
And, you know, believe me, I've been in this game for a long time, and I would like to be able to change shit overnight. But that's not going to happen.
It is New Jersey.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Yeah. I mean, I saw Lou Costello the other night dancing at a Bruce Springsteen concert. I'm sorry, it was Christy, was dancing at a... Hey, I bet.
That's the first time you've ever referred to him as Lou Costello.
Well, that's what he looks like, with his pants up around his
neck. Kind of disparaging to Lou Costello.
I'm sorry about that. Lou Costello is from Paterson, New Jersey.
So, yeah.
I'm sure Springsteen probably hates having Christy at his concerts, too, because there's such a polarity there between the two of them.
Well, I mean, on the surface, but... Mm-hmm. From a political standpoint, they're right up the same alley.
Oh, my God. In our faces. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting what's going on at the presidential level. Ted Cruz has no way of getting the nomination from Trump, but yet he picked a running mate for his vice president. And I saw a meme on the internet that said that if he loses Indiana next week, he's going to pick his cabinet next.
Nice.
I can't stand them all, to be honest with you. What happened to Clinton's voice, by the way? It's gotten extremely annoying.
Which one? Bill or
Hillary?
Oh, she's back to that screeching.
But it's gotten really annoying lately. You know, like
when was it
like
ever pleasant?
Gravelly. You know, I just it's scaring me.
I kind of like when she barks like a dog.
Scaring me.
Yes, she's a frightening woman.
Yes,
your next president. Sadly.
Oh man.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic or Waldorf Family Chiropractic on Facebook. If you or someone you know lives within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, please check out Waldorf Chiropractic. Support those who support us. Dr. Eric also published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. He's a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. He also turned his life around and lost a ton of weight and got healthy as well. So he's an inspiration to all. So support those who support us. By the way, the two Girl Scout cookie sales we had here on the 17th and the 24th while I was away were a huge success.
Blockbusters.
Yes, I want to thank everybody that came out to show their support. We bought a total of 130 boxes to send to the troops overseas, 65 each day. The Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range I purchased. But we sold hundreds and hundreds of other boxes both days, so it just goes to show you what kind of people we are sticking together. Speaking of sticking together, you know, the deadline is May 6th for anyone to notify the state police about the changes that Christie's proposed to the AG for justifiable need. So, of course, Lou Buffon Greenwald and Loretta Turkey Neck Weinberg got together. I don't know if you've ever seen Lou Greenwald's Buffon. Anybody from out of the state of New Jersey, Google Louis Greenwald, Speaker of the House, and check out his, well, Prito's the Speaker of the House now, but Lou Greenwald Assembly and see what you get.
Yeah.
And you'll see his hair. A womp, bomp, a loo, lomp, a womp, bam, boom. But the two of them are pissed off that they're going to try to make it, you know, easier for seven more people in the state of New Jersey to get a carry permit.
Well, dude, look, it's all about public safety. You have to balance in the state of New Jersey a person's right to keep and bear arms under the Second Amendment with public safety, because public safety is very important.
This is what Turkey Neck said. To put it simply, if these regulations were adopted, it would allow every cab driver, every pizza delivery driver, and every Uber driver, and anyone else living or working in a high-crime neighborhood to qualify for a firearms permit.
And?
Okay.
Your point?
Okay. She says that a spokesman for Christie dismissed the Democrats' complaint as hysteria. Some people always generate over guns, which is the truth. I agree with. Hey, yeah, Ben. I agree with him right now, okay? You know, Christie's people said the proposed changes harmonize New Jersey's firearm regulations with the existing Supreme Court precedent. End of conversation. But they're freaking out. They're going to the state police, and they're asking the superintendent of state police to knock all of this out, okay? And, you know, Greenwald, he lives in Voorhees, 2 miles away from Carol Baum, where she was murdered in Berlin, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he favors that requiring that permits be processed in a timely manner. That is certainly not an issue for me. Yeah, because a woman died and you don't want blood on your hands,
You know, I love the articles in the newspaper because they all allude to the fact that she was waiting for, quote, her gun permit, as
correct,
if she was able to carry that gun.
Yeah.
This was just a permit to purchase a freaking
correct
gun.
He says, this is certainly not an issue for me about lessening efforts to arm our citizens to make them safer. Our concern is that by basically arming anyone at any time, it will have the reverse effect. A mass army of society is not, in my opinion, the way to fix this problem. So what's way to fix
how many other states do we have where there is precedent already set? And New Jersey is somehow different. I know we're a bunch of scumbags here.
Yeah,
they
don't care about it. They only want our tax dollars.
Yeah.
But they wrote the justifiable need requirement makes it virtually impossible for normal people in this state to get a permit to carry a gun. When a government denies its citizens' right to defend themselves, it's putting the protection of criminals and terrorists ahead of the protection of victims. By the way, I hope people realize. Well, okay, I just wanted to get into that right there. But they're going to fight it. And they have until the 6th, which is next week. So we'll see what happens.
And you know what's going to happen. It's going to just they're going to put up as much fight as possible. And it's going to go to a vote. And the kabuki theater that is New Jersey politics continues on. And we probably rolled everything right back to where it was. But you make a lot of noise and make it sound like we did something and everybody's happy.
Yes, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, each one, reach one. If you come down, if you're a member and you bring someone new and they fill out the waiver and everything, ask for a poker chip up front. If you don't ask, you ain't getting it. Because I'm getting people sending me messages. I brought two new people at night and I didn't get a poker chip. Did you ask? Did you show that you were a member? No. So you don't even deserve one. I should just take it from
out of
you.
Ignorance and ignorance
okay?
penalty?
Yes.
Well, you
okay?
know, you're bringing up a good point here, too. And I think that so many people who write in are saying, how do we fight back? That's the way to fight back. The way to fight
yes.
back is to get people involved in the shooting sports. The more people you get involved in shooting, at least take them to the range here.
You heard Darren Goins' horrible numbers about
yes.
New Jersey, how many people are active and NRA
right.
members. And by the
exactly.
way, in the next few weeks, we will have Bach, Schmutter, Darren, whoever else we can. Because, you know, the first couple of cases for concealed carry are going to come up. We're going to see what happens with the state police report by the May 6th deadline. So, again, it's crumbs for us. But
right.
the one thing I will say, and I get shit from both sides, you know, that I'm a shill for Bach and this one and that. I don't give a shit what anybody says. But they have been holding the tide back for the past 10 or 15 years. And I've been a part of that as well. Not as active as those guys, obviously. I do my part whenever I can. But could you imagine if we didn't have guys like that in the front, where we would be right now? What people forget is that our House and Senate are all anti-gun progressives
right,
and
correct.
Liberals. And
absolutely.
So any way we can hold a line, what everybody should be focusing on now is what we're going to do to make sure we get another governor that's at least similar to Christie.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
It might not happen, but it's not easy. It's not easy in a state. People don't realize what a bad position we are.
And you have to educate the electorate. And I think the best way to do that is to bring people, like Anthony says, right to the range. Take them shooting. Get them exposed to the people who are here so they understand it's not just a bunch of hillbillies, but it's people who look and sound just like them.
Yeah. I mean, this is in Texas. You know, I got a letter from Big Rich, and he wrote, I was thinking of you and the Gun for Hire crew on my trip. You can't carry in the Grand Canyon National Park, but they couldn't stop me from carrying my Gun for Hire water bottle. He's got his water bottle for Gun for Hire. And he
That's
goes,
great.
I was just downloading part two of last week's episode, and I thought I'd give you crap for being a hypocrite. You sat on a completed episode for a week just because, much like some New Jersey police departments, sit on completed permit applications. WTF. You know I love you, so tell Sandy F you for letting you do this.
Very nice.
Big Rich, a.k.a. Pablo, since that's what you called me last time I was at Gun for Hire and you couldn't remember my name. Pablo works.
Pablo worked.
Seriously.
He knew who you meant.
Yes. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe
in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by the new Liberty Office Suites.
Yeah, finally.
Formerly MontvilleOffice.com.
You get to
Liberty
say that.
Liberty Office Suites has 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forward and meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events for up to 70 people. Now Ron has a second location on New Road in Parsippany that opens June 1st, and they are leasing office space right now. LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Support those who support us. Ron sent us this whole thing, Sandy. Did you see about Cloward and Piven?
I did.
You want to talk about that a little bit because I didn't get into it that deep.
But well, there's a whole movement going on. You know, Ron brought up the fact that Cloward and Piven is being applied in Europe. Yeah, of course it is. It was something that was almost brought New York City to its knees. Actually, it literally bankrupted New York City. And the left has always been a fan of Cloward and Piven and Saul Alinsky. And we're seeing what's happening right now throughout all of Europe, because Italy is just about tumbling. You know, I have a lot of family still there. And for whatever reason, the socialist mentality just doesn't understand that by bringing in all of these Muslim immigrants, they're looking at that as solving their problem of the aging populace, that that's somehow going to be a retirement benefit for everybody else, you know, who is about to be retired. The problem that existed in the beginning was that they followed this bullshit zero population growth thing that
Correct.
We started in the U.S. So this happens to a society when the society dwindles. There are more, I'm going to speak for Italy, there are more Italian Americans in the United States than there are Italians in Italy.
And I believe it.
It's because of all that, you know, nonsense. So they're looking at this as being a helping hand. These people are not going to assimilate into the society. They're not. They have no desire to assimilate into the society. Most of the immigrants that we've had come from the Middle East. Well, Muslim immigrants here in the U.S. have formed their own communities, like they have in Patterson. They don't assimilate into regular society. They're not looking to assimilate into regular society. They would rather see Sharia law become part of the U.S. than, you know, American law. And the same is true in Europe. They've taken over Sweden, saying the entire suburbs of most of the cities in Sweden, you know.
Belgium.
So Cloward and Piven basically says overload the system.
Yep.
And then collapse it.
Yep.
And it's happening there. It's happening here. You know, we're not we're not very far away from that right now.
No.
The world is facing financial collapse, which, you know, we don't, this is not a show about finance, and neither one of us are experts on finance, but we do talk about preparedness all the time. And you really, part of the preparedness, I think, is that you really need to be prepared for a total financial collapse here in the U.S. It's happening right now. There's talk right now of removing the $100 bill.
Yep.
There are...
Buy gold, buy silver, and buy bullets.
Yeah, and get your money out of the... Based on what the people in my inner circle tell me, get your money the hell out of the bank, because it's happening right now throughout Europe. There are what they're calling haircuts, you know, euphemistically, where mm-hmm. they're literally governments just coming in and taking out. During this past year, and I didn't know this, but one of my insiders told me about this, the banking regulations have changed to the point that in every major bank, and probably in your bank, and I guess you can call your bank and find out, they're now subordinating their own junk debt with your deposits, meaning that if there's ever a major collapse and the bank is threatened, they can come in and confiscate whatever money you have in their bank.
Nice.
And it's totally legal, and our Congress allowed it to happen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. So the system is about to collapse because they're just overloading the system, and it is typical. Cloward and Piven said, I mean, Francis Fox Piven was very famous for this, you know, great, taught by Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. They both love to teach her, you know, her her ideology or her philosophy. Collapse the system and reset it as communist or socialist.
It's coming.
It's coming, yeah.
Listen to this letter. This is from David in Texas. Love the show. I've been listening for a year or two and live in Texas. I can't say I know what you're going through up there, but I do find your determination to fight the New Jersey system pretty inspirational, and I'd love to experience this gun for hire range in person someday. We might have one down by you in a couple years.
Meanwhile,
Dave,
come on up. I mean, everybody else flies in here for that
and
purpose.
And David also asked about the Recall Sweeney effort, and he said he even donated a few bucks, which thank you for that. They missed it by 3,500 signatures. It's on the NJ2AS website, by the way. I had covered that a little earlier. This is a hate mail from Joe. I was very disappointed in some of the things that you and Sandy said on your show with the Norwegian journalist, in particular, in trying to present yourself as middle-of-the-road mainstream gun people. You were okay with the waiting period. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if you listen to me, I'm okay with the waiting period for your initial purchase, and that's what I said when that guy Vegas was here. I'm okay with that. Listen, we can't fight everything to the death. But I'm pissed off New Jersey. We have a one gun a month. It pisses me off that I have to wait once a month to buy a gun. Once I have a gun, I don't believe there should be a waiting period. It should be an instant purchase. But I'm okay with a waiting or a cool down period for the first purchase of a gun. Again, just to do some sensible stuff, just to appease the anti-gunners on the face so that we can exercise our Second Amendment rights. You also wrote, it's disappointing that even you show your slave state liberal mentality. Damn! What type of law will not stop crime? It will certainly not stop a crime of passion, as this could be done by any other means besides a gun. I agree. It will, however, hurt someone that may need protection, though. And that in itself trumps any waiting period in my book. To be honest, the only reason I listen to you is because I have the time at work and because occasionally you provide some good info. Some bitch! However, I have to realize what source that info is coming from. Well, thank you, Joe, but I still love you. Okay? Okay.
I kind of agree with Joe a little bit.
F both of us. So,
I'm just saying, I don't believe he's got a very valid point. When you get outside of the Northeast, and our problem is we were raised here. So even the conservative in New Jersey is a flaming friggin' liberal. It's a progressive.
I agree.
Because we're so inculcated with the mindset that we've had so much stripped away from us that when we finally do get just a crumb, a smattering of freedom, we don't really understand what the hell it is. And you see that. We're afraid of our own shadows as gun owners. And I wouldn't be for a waiting period at all. I think he's absolutely right. You know, the point we were trying to make to what I found very interesting with the journalist is that here was a guy who was living in Brooklyn. If Norway is such a wonderful place and socialism, because he was bragging off air about how great you guys would love socialism, he said, I went to college for free. And you are here living in Brooklyn. And he's like, you know, I think guns are very bad. But he spent most of the damn day in the shooting range.
Correct.
Shooting.
Correct.
So I find that very interesting.
So I got another one. this guy said he started listening. Let's see, who is this? Walter Blake, U.S. Navy retired, by the way. He wrote, I started with episode 1 on my phone, listening to episode 35 on my PC as I typed this. My parents moved from Jersey City to Old Bridge in 56. I was 1 year old, mainly for a place to go shooting. Back then, there was a lot of open space. My father and others used the sand pit on Sundays when they were closed. I was there. It was there that I was learning all about gun safety and how to shoot in my teens. My sister still lives in the same house. Back in the 60s, my father went to Trenton to testify about gun registration. It was defeated then, but it does not sound any better now. It's not. They, not sure who was holding the meeting, wanted to know where in the house we kept the guns and if locked cabinet was where the key was kept. I have always been proud of him for doing that. Now at 61, my wife and I still like to go to the range. Me, my wife, and my son all have concealed carry permits in South Dakota. God bless you. Listening about Sandy's house being broken into reminds me about when I first moved here in 1995. We never locked up the house or locked our cars. It was not needed here back then. It is still that way now. God bless you. He wrote, keep up the good fight, William Blake. You see, somebody loves me. How do you like that?
Winston loves you.
Winston loves me. Winston almost peed when he saw me.
Dude, we could start the building on fire with the amount of hate mail we get in a week. Like, we even give a shit. We ain't being paid for this.
So, we're doing this out of love. I stick my neck out a lot to it. I don't mind. I got big shoulders. Slave state mentality. Yeah, I guess so. You get beat up that way. You get beat up that way.
Yeah, you do get beat up like that.
We're fighting just to hold the tidal wave back. And when we get a crumb,
we have our finger in the shit dike. Yeah, but it's very true. It's very true. We do lose perspective sometimes.
Yeah, I've been doing this a long time, and I'm tired of it, I'll tell you. I really am. And I can't do anything. My business is here. My life is here. I mean,
every day I look for a new place to live.
God bless you. I wish I could leave the state, but I can't. I have my ranges here. My dog is here.
Dude, me and my 1,500 employees are going to fly this state as soon as I can.
God bless you.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
And this segment is brought to you by Philadelphia Firearms Training, phillyguntraining.com. Jose Morales has a beautiful boutique facility in Philadelphia. What street? What area, Sam?
On Spring Garden. In the Spring Garden section.
In the Spring Garden section, across the street from the police department and right around the corner from the gun range. Check out Philadelphia Firearms Training, a.k.a. PhillyGunTraining.com. Tell Jose we said hi. He's an NRA training counselor, instructor. He has lipstick bodyguard there. He has a bunch of other swag. He will help you fill out your paperwork when you're applying for your carry permit in the state of Pennsylvania.
He's going to be doing some big shindig with some sort of Philadelphia rapper who...
Yes, if you go on his website, PhillyGunTraining.com, you will see all of the information there.
Hey, that was some Spanish lingo going on.
How was that?
You know, I'm looking at that photo of the Gun for Hire mug. Remember all the people who send us photos wearing their Gun for Hire shirts and their I Will Not Comply shirts all over the world? We always look forward to that. You guys should start doing that again. And if you don't have a Gun for Hire shirt or a Gun for or a I Will Not Comply shirt, they're available online.
Tomorrow, online in a Gun for Hire store.
Yeah, or just come into the range and get one.
Yes.
But it's really cool. I mean, people were sending them from all over the world. It is actually so cool to see that happen.
Yeah, do it. I do it everywhere I go. I just took pictures of Gun for Hire shirt, my tattoo in Taiwan.
Yeah, I saw that.
In Thermopylae in Greece, which was really cool.
That's right.
Where
the
Spartans held
right
back. The Persians. So there was an article in NJ.com about gun safety and children gun safety, and I want to talk a little bit about that today because nothing hurts our cause more than when an accident occurs when a child comes in contact with a firearm.
Yep.
And the unfortunate thing is our listeners and our base of people are not the ones that I worry about. So I'm preaching to the proverbial choir. But just like Sandy talks about each one, reach one, I think that it's our responsibility, too, that when we talk to friends and neighbors, if they have a gun or they're thinking about getting a gun, part of the introduction and educational process, I think we should talk to them about gun storage and safety. Not just you need to buy this SIG or this Glock and this gun and this ammo.
Right.
I think everybody, we all have an obligation to take it to the next step and explain to people how you store yours, how you kept your house child-proof with firearms, et cetera, as well as ammo. Ammo shouldn't be accessible to minors as well because, you know, they could bring a bullet to school today. They could, like when I was a kid, I would have put a bullet in a vise and hit the primer with a nail.
You would have said, hey, Tony, here, hold
this. I would have been blind, you know. And it's unfortunate because last year, 2015, 265 children under 18 picked up a gun and shot someone by accident. And 83 of those incidents were fatal. All right. That sucks. And, you know, 30% died there. And that's 265 times. Now, how many other times did kids pick up guns and had an accidental discharge, didn't hit anybody, or picked up guns and, you know, they were unloaded or whatever. But, you know, we had a high-profile case in Toms River where a four-year-old watched what his dad did and took the rifle out from under the bed and shot a six-year-old across a house next door right in the eye and
playing
and killed
Cowboys and Indians.
Yes, and the father still, he's pleading. He didn't accept a plea deal for that, by the way, for like 5 years in jail. He's still fighting it, but I wouldn't want to live. I wouldn't want to be him and live through that, you know. But it's inexcusable today that storage compartments, cabinets, safes are so cheap.
Right. It's not like they don't exist or that they're so damn expensive.
You know, gun locks are one thing, but you still have accessibility. Gun locks can be cut off or bypassed or whatever. You can buy a, you know, not to plug for anybody, but you can buy a home Mac cabinet from Cabela's for $99 or from Sports Authority or Dick's, where you put it together yourself and it has two barrel keys, you know, and you bolt it to a wall in a closet, whether you live in an apartment or not, or a house, and your guns are locked up now and secured, and they're a lot harder for your children to have access to them. If you don't have that, if you have a hard shell case, put a trigger lock on the gun and then put a lock around the handle of the hard shell case so the kid can't, you know, cable lock or something, so the kid can't have access to it. Your ammo, lock it up. Get it. Go to Home Depot and buy one of those $10 orange toolboxes and put your ammo in there and put a lock on it. You know, I'm looking at it from a perspective of people living in apartments or condos because we are in New Jersey, more densely populated. But there really is no excuse for this, okay? And some of the statistics say about 70% of unattended child gun deaths occurred because a gun owner left a legally owned firearm unsecured. Children are naturally curious. We teach the Eddie Eagle Gun Safety Program here, which teaches kids stop, don't touch, leave the area, tell an adult.
Does that article specifically say legally owned?
Because a gun owner left a legally owned firearm unsecured.
I'd like to see the research on that, because most of the research, especially if it's flooded through the public health service, is tainted with, you know, the typical gangbanger who leaves a gun around and then a child gets shot. You'll see that if you ask a typical ER physician. It's typically coming from the hood.
Correct.
It's not usually a legally owned gun.
But whether it's legal or illegal, that gun was left negligently because of an adult.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Kid doesn't care whether it's legal or not.
And again, one tragedy is one too many.
Right.
And it, you know, you can't legislate stupidity. When I debate at the Everytown Gun Safety Woman Montclair State College or whatever, and everything, we talk about this all the time. You can pass a billion laws. Getting people to follow them is entirely different. We have laws where you can't text and drive. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, right. That happens all the time, right? Nobody texts and drives anymore.
No, of course not. Sign.
So nobody follows this. But you know, this is something that we should talk to. To all our friends and family, coworkers, anybody we're introducing to shooting. And again, you don't know everybody's personal situation. They might not be married, but their niece or nephew might come over every weekend with their sister's kids. So I want you to add it to your list when you're teaching people, like especially our, you know, we have a lot of listeners in New Jersey, and you're teaching your people, your friends and family, how to fill out the paperwork, go for your prints, and put down the reason you want a gun is for target shooting, blah, 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 blah. I think there's an extension should be is, you know, hey, Joe, hey, Mary, I want to talk to you about storage of firearms now and go over some options and show them different gun safes and different, you know, from going from $99 to $90,000. I mean, you can buy a huge safe. You can buy a safe door. There's so, you know, depending on your living arrangements and your budget, but if you're going to buy a $700 or $800 gun and you're going to buy another $400 or $500 worth of accessories, to not spend $50, $70, $90, $150 for a bare-bones basic way of storing a firearm and keeping it inaccessible from a minor is
What's
stupid.
The safe that we have that we keep in the car?
Gun vault.
The gun vault.
Gun vault, gun guard.
It's got a great cable on it.
Correct. And that'll hold a handgun.
Cheap. I think we got them at Cabela's.
$24 bucks.
Yeah.
Again, there's no excuse for this,
exactly.
You know, and the key to it should be in your key ring that you take to work, you know, and the spare key should be somewhere else. Because, again, children are naturally curious. And, you know, it's not only minor children. I would, if I had a 19 or 20 year old, I wouldn't want them to have access to my firearms either. If they were my son or stepson
really
or daughter.
Anyone other than you to be.
Correct. And there's no excuse for it. Listen, in your basement, you can have a filing cabinet, and you can put a hasp block in a filing cabinet and keep your guns locked in a drawer. There's a million ways to do it, okay? I used to talk about when I had a house, I used to keep all my reloading powder and ammo in a refrigerator.
Right.
You know, we took out the back part, I drilled holes in it, and we put a hasp block on the top, and I had all my reloading powders in the freezer and had all my ammo below in the refrigerator, and I had it in a garage. And it kind of blends with every other appliance, but they were locked up. And again, ammo is equally as important as the firearm being locked up. These are, you know, again, once this tragedy like that happens, see, we have no argument against a tragedy like that.
No.
We're defenseless against that. No. You know, we can say, well, in states with concealed carry, there's lower crime, there's this, there's that. We have statistics that we can fight back with. We are indefensible when there's an accident.
Absolutely.
So, trigger locks. Ammo is, it's so important. 22 ammo, everything. Again, I talked about this jokingly all the time, but could you imagine your kid bringing a round of .223 ammo to school and the principal calling the cops and you saying to the kid saying to the cop, oh, yeah, my dad's got tens of thousands of them.
He's got millions.
Of them. You're going to be having breakfast in the morning. You're going to be, honey, why is that SWAT team rappelling out our dining room window? And then the flashbang is going to go off.
It is so true.
And then the press is going to say he had thousands of rounds of ammunition. And you're going to have to move.
Right.
Okay? Because your neighbors are not allowing the kids. They're going to put yellow tape, like 60-yard radius around your house. And no one's going to be allowed.
Especially in New Jersey. If
you're
in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut.
Correct.
You're so done.
They need to be locked up. Primers need to be locked up. I know it sounds crazy, but this is the world we live in. But again, review your gun storage right now. Everybody that's listening to the show, close your eyes for a minute and think about how your stuff is stored and is it childproof? And then think about anybody who you've turned on to shooting over the past few years and maybe revisit with those people. And now add it to your list of things to go over when you're going to be introducing new shooters with Each One Reach One. The next diversity shoot is coming up June 9th with Tony Simon, and I want him to add that to his curriculum. By the way, the last one was very successful. Again, over 50 people showed up. So I want him to add that as well about safety. You know, Tony will bring some printouts and some slides and show some other options. Again, You could store the handgun in the actual case. I mean, that would be fine. Just put a cable lock around the handle, preferably lock it to something like a piece of furniture or the wooden stick in your closet, you know, Sandy, that you hang your clothes mm-hmm. on. You can hang the case right from there, lock it around there with a cable lock, just to make it more difficult. And educate your children, introduce them to shooting, but don't trust them because of peer pressure. Okay.
It's another thing to add to that time change thing that you always talk about, too. Just review
every 6 months, daylight savings time, go over your gun storage, as well as checking your batteries, your fire extinguishers, and have your emergency drill and fire drill.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it up!
Are we back?
We are.
Are you sure?
We're sure.
All right, listen, I got this gentleman. He's a vet, and he wants to do something for vets. Free guitar lessons are offered by expert guitar trainer Marcus Diaz, owner of Master Your Guitar Music Academy. Marcus will be teaching you guitar at the Woodland Park American Legion. Donations raised will be given to Welcome Home Vets of New Jersey, a charity dedicated to helping returning vets integrate back into civilian life. His website is not up yet, but I have a phone number. It's 973-245-1941. Come out and get 2 free months of guitar training. He's just going to, it's going to be every Tuesday night from May 3rd to June 28th, 7 to 9 p.m. He needed a screen and a projector, so I bought it and donated it to him because the proceeds he's raising are for vets. But this guy's like you got to hear this guy play guitar, by the way. And we're a sponsor. He is. Gibson Guitars is a sponsor. Lugo Studios is a sponsor. So as soon as the website's up, I'm going to pitch it for him. But it's 973-245-1941. And you can come out and learn guitar from him. There's going to be guitars there from Gibson and everything. So if you nice. If you don't have your own guitar. So I think that's pretty cool. Before I forget my jet lag self, in 2 weeks, Evan Knappen will be here May 13th. It's almost sold out for his gun law seminar. He will be going over the new attorney general guideline with Christy, too. Obviously, the justifiable need one, we probably won't have everything in from the state police to the AG with the comments and everything. So that one's going to have to wait. But he will be here May 13th. It's a Friday all day.
Is that the last one for this year?
No, June, July. I think the next time he's back is September.
And that's it.
Yes.
And I know he's truncated this.
Yes.
This year.
Yeah, it's only three times or so this year. So you really want to check it out. It's always a success when Knappen's here. He'll be on the show that day, too. The next thing is The Thin Man, my master, Masoud Ayoub, is back.
That's sold out. Forget that.
It will. No, it's not. It's almost sold out. It's MAG 20, June 4th and 5th. Now, this is classroom only. 2 days. No live fire. He only does this in outdoor ranges. We had a problem with our outdoor range accessibility this year. Hopefully, next year we'll be doing it in the new range. Even though it's indoor, it's going to be wide open, no dividers, and he might acquiesce and do it for us. But June 4th and June 5th will be MAG 20, and it's on the gunforhire.com. Just look for Masoud Ayoub in our shopping cart. And you need to learn from this guy. He's my master from going back from the early 90s, and everybody should learn his justifiable use of deadly force. And
At least once.
Yeah, you have
to. At least
to,
once.
The way he articulates, and he's been an expert witness for forever, and he's not getting any younger.
No.
He still shoots, and his significant other, Gail Pepin, will be here. I highly recommend the class to everybody. You know, our expansion is moving forward here. We'll be tearing the building down next door soon. We have all our state and county and local approvals. So you're going to be seeing a lot of activity going on. We will not be shut down. The new addition's being built to the left of the existing three-year-old range. And when we're done, we'll have 200 parking spaces. We'll have 60 or so firing ports. We will have at least one range that will be priority for members only every day. And a lot more surprises are coming up. Party rooms and, again, meeting rooms and lounges. And we're going to have a firearms museum.
Cool.
So it's going to be an unbelievable situation when it's all done. I'm extremely proud of my team. I'm extremely proud of all of the Gun for Hire alumni and family members that have come through here and been a part of this, as Walter Haas would say, a part of this experiment since 1992.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Haas corrected me in a text the other day. He wrote Rumpelstiltskin instead of, what's the other one, Rip Van Winkle or something, or I'm supposed to say Rip Van Winkle instead of Rumpelstiltskin or
something. What did you say,
Rumpelstiltskin? I have no idea. I don't remember. All I know is he sent me a text. One word. I didn't know what he was talking about.
This is news now. The king of malapropisms got something.
The king hit
the wrong note.
Of malapropisms. Yes. I don't even know how to pronounce that, let alone spell it. We have Gun for Hire page on Facebook. We have a Gun for Hire Instagram for social media. I will be going to the NRA annual meetings in May. It's around May 19th. If you haven't gone before, you really should go. It's in Louisville, Kentucky this year. It's been there before. Jimmy and I will be there Thursday morning till Sunday night. And, a lot of people complain they can't go to the SHOT Show because it's industry only and it's only in Vegas in January. Well, every year the NRA annual meeting moves around to gun-friendly states, and the closest it's ever been to us is Philly and Pittsburgh.
Right.
In Pennsylvania. It'll never come to New Jersey, but it's a great time. If you're an NRA member, it's free admission to the convention hall. They have a ton of stuff going on. I believe there's a Toby Keith concert going on Saturday night. The annual meetings are there, and it's just a good time. I go every year. I try to go every year. And then in June, we'll be at the Blade Show in Atlanta.
Yeah.
We'll be doing a Gun for Hire radio show there with Knappen, the promoter. Yep. Yeah, you just didn't know it yet. Okay.
This will be our third year broadcasting.
Broadcasting, yes. So that'll be cool. We're really looking forward to that. And I know everybody, work gets in the way, and you're jealous sometimes because this is my work. But, I don't have to go to a copy machine convention or something like that. But these are really great shows, and they're economical shows. Like the Louisville show, I mean, you can get a hotel outside the city for $70 a night,
Yeah.
And it's free admission. And it's a miniature SHOT Show. It's every gun manufacturer and accessory has booths, and you can walk around
and
touch,
buy stuff
feel.
There too, which is different than the SHOT
Correct.
Show.
It's open for the end user consumer. It's not for the retailer like me and the wholesaler. So when I go to the SHOT Show, it's really, really a good time. 80,000-90,000 like-minded people take over a city for 3 or 4 days,
and crime drops.
crime drops. You know, the NRA sets it up. They have a couple of, like, block parties with performances going on, like, Thursday and Friday night. They also have an NRA dinner, a Friends of the NRA dinner, which is, like, the hugest dinner you've ever been to in your life.
Bigger than yours?
Yeah, bigger than mine, but, like, 7,000, 8,000 people.
Wow.
The biggest they can fit in a convention hall. And Jimmy and I will be going to a lot of the events, and Jimmy will be checking out some new stuff. But that's a great show. The Blade Show you can do literally in one day. It's a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday, mm-hmm. and it's right in Atlanta. Sandy, where is it in Atlanta? Pear Tree Plaza or Peachtree?
Cobb
County. Galleria
yeah,
Mall.
Cobb Galleria in Cobb County.
In Cobb County, right outside the city, because mm-hmm. we had to always drive every night to go get something good, food to eat or whatever, right?
Yeah, it's right on the outskirts.
Yeah, but
Cobb County.
But you'll have a great time. That show is phenomenal because you have all the artisan blade mm-hmm. makers,
yeah,
and you
absolutely.
Have all the production guys like Benchmade and Schrade are there,
right.
And you can buy stuff at the show
yeah.
as well. It's not like the Shot Show where you can't buy.
We've heard, just
we've
in case
heard.
Someone's wife might be listening.
Yes, yeah. We've heard, and so you can buy stuff, and you get to talk to all the guys and the girls there. It's really really a good time. Knappen's there bouncing around. Sometimes you'll see Bach and
yeah,
some other people. You know, the crazy man is there.
And let us not forget too that knives are a part of the Second Amendment. To keep in
they're
their
a weapon.
Arms. They are a weapon.
They are a weapon. So I believe that you should really really attend that show. I don't know what I'm going to next, but I'll tell you what. It's a great time. You had a good time every time you go down?
Always.
The food is really good, too.
It's just
people
amazing.
In Atlanta are friendly.
Yes, it is true. People in Georgia are very, very friendly. And what amazes me about the Blade Show is the artisan knife makers. The amount of craftsmanship that goes into some of those knives.
You know, woolly mammoth bone and meteorite handle with one diamond set in with a folded Damascus blade, $65,000
right, yeah.
for one knife.
This is not your everyday carry knife.
The table next to him is a Brian Tye Knife of the Year folder for $750, and the table next to him are Benchmades and Schrades for $25.
Right.
So the entire, and plus if you're if you manufacture, if you can make stuff, like I don't know how to do that stuff. I'm a butcher, you know, I can't do that. But you can buy all of the parts,
mm-hmm.
you know, to make your own knives if you're into that.
Sharpeners.
Correct. So I'm back. I'm almost completely off the jet lag. Thank you all for your support. Whether you love me or hate me, I still love you all, some bitches. Remember, June 4th and 5th, MAG 20, Masada Youth Group will be here. And in 2 weeks, May 13th, Evan Knappen's Gun Law Seminar. With that, I'm out.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour of yelling at the radio. Gunfire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and their licensed broadcast music incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my jet lag partner over here, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, who's happy to have him back, we do thank you so much for listening. Each one, reach one. The best way to defeat anti-gunism is to introduce someone to the sane sport of gunplay. We love you guys. See you next week. Winston, it is time to say goodbyes. I'll turn it over to you, my friend. Good boy. See you guys next week. To go shine.